There's really a fine line between that point of when you're sitting around for too much, because of course the warming up aspect for us is a big part of it. Getting your body warm, your hips, legs, hamstrings, to be able to take that impact, that contact, and then to sit around for a while, of course everything kind of stiffens up, and you try and move around as much as possible, stay stretched. A lot of guys were in the training room, different things, trying to stay stretched, doing different things. But at some point in time, you only do that for so long. So guys are taking their pads off, taking their cleats off, trying to, get off the feet as much as possible, because it can get uncomfortable for a while. But like I said, that's why you have the training set, the staff to try and look out for you and know that point to, not have you sit around, but it can become a little dangerous. To a degree. I kind of feel like we've been getting live. I've been going against AJ a lot, so I've been getting a lot of live stuff. But no, there is a difference. You going to live bullets, going to the ground, different things. I think it helps backs with pad level. Even though our practices have been really physical, there have been a couple times where I know some of the linebackers may have been able to get some shots on me. And you do every once in a while want to get used to getting hit, but it's the coach's decision. It is something. You guys get fired. Like I said, a lot of the younger guys applied were ready to get excited. To be able to play in this type of atmosphere and for a scrimmage with that many fans is something special. You don't get that too often. So, you just got to try and, take care of your body. Look at the positive in it. Guys just kind of get a chance to rest their body a little bit.
For someone like yourself as a running back, mm-hmm. relies on me,
It can be dangerous, but it's part of the game, really. A wet field is not ideal. I don't think there's any running back that would rather play on a wet field, but at the same time, it's part of what we do, and you really have to focus more on your balance and running underneath yourself. You can't really plan as hard. When you do plan, you got to make sure your feet are underneath and make sure everything's a little more secure. Of course, ball security is number one just because of the conditions, but you see that we said once we get out, we said we might as well just do some inside drills, because if we do go back out, all we're going to do is run the ball anyway because I can't throw. But it comes with, it comes with what we do. I think it'll benefit me greatly as a running back. But, yeah, I've got to take advantage of it. I'll probably do something tomorrow just to kind of get the blood flowing just so that I don't stiffen up too much. I know a couple guys, when we do get back out on the field, it'll feel like we've been out for a week. That's just the way it goes. But at this point in time, we really have been practicing real physical, taking a lot of reps. Guys have been working really hard, flying around. And I think the intensity of what we're doing is muchly appreciated by the staff and by the guys in general, because we're getting great work done. So, we appreciate that coach kind of threw us a bone, and, we'll take it at any point.